Okay, we have the kindergarten to fifth grade here, and we're going to share two songs with you. The first one is Count Your Blessings.
Just Cindy.
For family and friends who care.
我感谢神为着我的家人很关心我。
My name is Cassie. I'm thankful for, shelter and food.
我为着有家还有食物，我感谢神。
Hi, my name is Hannah, and I'm thankful for everything God made.
我为着神所做的一切，我感谢神。
My name is Isaac, and I'm thankful for everything God provides for us.
我为着神所为我做的一切预备，我感谢神。
My name is Christopher, and I'm thankful for my mom and dad, and I'm thankful for my friends, and I'm thankful for my sisters and brothers, and I'm thankful for everything God had provided for me.
Aren't they precious? All right, we have one last song, and it's called One Way Jesus.
Thank you. 我们接下来是2岁到4岁的幼儿们，我们的小小朋友也要将感谢归给主。
Next is age 2 to 4, and they also want to lift up their thanks to our Lord.
He's got the whole world.
我们接下来是刘曹军弟兄要和大家分享见证。
Well, Brother Leo, give a testimony.
Hello, 大家好，很高兴有机会在这里见证神的恩典。
Good evening, everyone. I thank the Lord for the opportunity to share about His grace.
我是今年六月初因为工作变动的原因从加州搬到西雅图。
I moved to Seattle this year in June due to work reasons.
神的恩典实在是太多我在这里只是给大家分享一下我这次工作变动的经历。
And so I want to share with everyone my changing careers experience.
我是97年从大陆来到美国读书2000年信主得救。
In 97, I came to the United States from China to study, and I became a Christian in 2000.
2002年毕业当时因为美国经济不好就业非常困难。
In 2002, because the economy was not good, it was hard to find a job.
我也不例外几经波折在两年之内不得不换了四份工作。
And so within 2 years, I had to change jobs 4 times.
跑到美国甚至加拿大的好几个地方。
And so I went all over the United States and Canada.
05年初感谢主我在加州找到一份工作在一家大公司的研究部门。
But we thank the Lord that in the beginning of 05, we found a job in Chicago.
对不起是加州。
Oh, California.
原以为终于可以稳定下来了。
Oh, so they settled down there.
但是神的意念高过我们的意念。
But God's thoughts are above ours.
今年二月初公司突然宣布要科研经费要砍掉20%。
And so this February, our company announced that they were going to cut back 20% of the workforce.
所以必须要裁员。当时我所做的研究方向已经研究项目已经结束正在转变研究方向。
And so at the time, my research was finished, and I was changing research directions.
我感到我被裁掉的可能性非常大。
And so I felt that my chances of being laid off were great.
所以当时失业的阴影历史笼罩在心头。
And so the shadow of losing my job was always in the back of my mind.
因为我没有绿卡当时是持工作签证那么如果失掉工作必须很快找到新的工作否则将不得不离开美国。
Because I did not have a green card, I was here on a work visa, and so if I did not find a job quickly, I would have to leave the States.
回想起三年前，正是因为这个原因，我不得不离开美国去加拿大。
And so this happened 3 years ago, I had to go to Canada.
忧虑和恐惧，缠绕在我心头。
And so I was both fearful and anxious.
我第一个反应就是问神，主啊，为什么又是我？
And so my first reaction was asking God, why me again?
这是为什么啊，主啊？
Why me?
晚上祷告的时候，我们一家向主呼求。
So when we prayed at night, our family cried out to the Lord.
主啊，我们一家大大小小四口，你要负责任啊。
Lord, you're responsible for all 4 of us in this family.
祷告中我和姊妹都有一个意念，也许是，我们是不是，这是不是出于神的管教？
And my wife and I both felt that this perhaps is out of God's discipline.
于是我们开始回顾我们这段时间以来在工作、生活还有侍奉上所犯的罪。
And so we thought about our past sins in our service, in our work and family.
求神赦免我们各样的罪、各样显明的罪还有隐而未现的罪。
And we asked the Lord to cleanse all our sins, both
hidden. 因为神的话是说我若诉中罪孽祷告必不蒙垂听。
Because the word of the Lord says that if I pay attention to my sins, then my prayers will not be heard.
感谢主，忧伤痛悔的心，神必不轻看。
But thank the Lord, He does not overlook a contrite heart.
经过几天祷告之后，我们心里得到平安和释放。
And after our prayers, our hearts were set free.
我们信心逐渐恢复。
And so our faith came back.
我们知道事情虽然突然，但是我们相信万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So you know, even our situation was very sudden. God does good for those who follow Him.
无论发生什么事情哪怕我们不得不全家回中国，我相信神有美意，我们不必害怕。
And regardless of whatever happened, we could always return to China and not be afraid.
一个月后，公司的决定下来，被裁掉的果然是我。
So 1 month later, I was laid off.
但是感谢主，公司给我两个月的时间可以找工作。
But thank the Lord, the company gave me 2 months to find a new job.
这已经是大大超乎我的意料。
And this was beyond my expectations.
这是主已经给我预备一份来微软面试的机会。
And so he gave me an interview opportunity at Microsoft.
我自己在祷告中也得到极大的平安，我相信神有美意。
And in my prayers, I also had peace.
于是我不再祈求，而是不住的感谢和赞美。
And so I no longer asked, but I was constant praise.
因为我相信每次试验都是我们经历神恩典的机会。
Because these are times for us to experience God's grace.
三月底我坐飞机来西雅图面试。
At the end of March, I came to Seattle for my interview.
在飞机上我心里实在是有些紧张。
And on the plane, I was really nervous.
一方面是因为还有太多的东西没有准备好。
One hand, I was not prepared.
另一方面是因为我的耳朵有一点点毛病。
On the other hand, I had some problems with my ears.
因为我每次坐飞机都很难受。
And so every time on the plane, I suffer.
每次飞机下降的时候，耳朵会很痛，听力下降。
And every time the plane descends, my ears hurt a lot.
因为无论做什么，哪怕吃口香糖、嚼东西，或者各种方法都没有作用。
And no methods helped out.
即使下了飞机以后，很长时间都是这样。
And even after I got off the plane for a long time, my ears would hurt.
听东西好像就像隔了一层玻璃似的。
And so it seems like I'm hearing things through a glass window.
这种情况常常会拖到第二天上午，甚至更久。
And this condition may even last till next day.
但是当天，当飞机准备开始下降的时候
，But that day when the plane was descending,
我心里突然有个意念，要向神祷告。
I had this idea to pray to the Lord.
对，我简短的向神祷告，求神帮助，希望不要因为我耳朵的原因影响第二天的面试。
So I had a short prayer for God to watch over my ear so it would not interfere with my interview.
飞机一点点的降低高度。
And it descended a little, the plane.
我耳朵好像却一点反应都没有。
And it seemed like I had no reaction in my ears.
既不痛也没有压力。
And there was no pressure and did not hurt.
我实在是心里越来越喜乐。
And so I became more joyful in my heart.
但是又不敢相信，一直到下了飞机坐在出租车上的时候。
But I was in a disbelief until I got off the plane.
我才知道真是我耳朵一点问题都没有。
And then I realized that I did not have any pain.
好像就没有坐过飞机一样。
It was as if I was never on a plane.
真是不可思议。
And so it was unbelievable.
神的恩典实在是奇妙，神的作为实在是奇妙。
So God's works are miraculous.
因为我从来没有经历过这样的事情。
Because I've never experienced such things.
平时开汽车，哪怕下个小山坡，耳朵都会有感觉。
Because sometimes even in a car going on a hill, my ears will have a reaction.
真是感谢主，我当时心里一时充满了平安和喜乐。
So I really thank the Lord because at the time I was truly full of joy.
因为我知道我的神与我同在，他应允了我的祷告。
Because I know that my God was with me and He heard my prayer.
第二天的面试是我经历过的最严格也是最具挑战性的一次。
And so my interview the next day was one of the most rigorous interviews.
但感谢主，一切都非常顺利。
But I thank the Lord that all went smoothly.
回来第二天的上午就接到电话的音频通知。
And so the next morning, I received the phone call.
顺便提一下，当时我坐飞机回去的时候，还有这次从加州搬家来西雅图坐飞机，耳朵好像又跟原来一样。
I just want to add that when I came to Seattle again, my ears were as originally.
反应非常厉害。
I had a severe reaction.
所以我知道那一次实在是神特别的恩典。
And so I know that that time was God's special grace.
并不是因为我自己的身体好了，耳朵就没有事情。
It wasn't because my ears were better.
感谢神，就在原来的公司通知我被裁员的一个月之内。
But I thank the Lord at the company where I was laid off within a month.
我就得到四家公司的应聘通知。
Then I received 4 notices from other companies.
并推迟掉了另外两家的面试邀请。
And these were offers, and so I also went to interview.
这其中包括我们领域最有名的四家公司。
And this is also 4 of the most famous companies.
这简直是我做梦也不敢想，也从来想不到的事情。
And so even in my dreams, I couldn't imagine these.
神的话实在是何等的真实。
God's words are indeed true.
凡信靠他的必不着急。
Those who believe in him will not be anxious.
凡等候耶和华的必不羞愧。
Those who wait upon Jehovah will not be ashamed.
面对手里的几份应试通知，我必须做一个选择。
And so looking at these offers in my hands, I had to make a choice.
按照我自己的想法，当时是非常想去东岸的一家公司。
According to my own ideas, I wanted to go to East Coast.
这是一家大公司的研究部门。
And this was a research department of a large company.
而且这是我们这个领域最有名的一个研究所。
And one of the most famous research institutions here.
他们给我的职位也很好。
And my compensation was very good.
工资比我们这边要高出30%。
And salary is higher, a 30% higher compared to here.
而且那个地方的教育，中小学的教育非常好。
The education system there is very good too.
我实在是很难做选择。
And so it's hard for me to decide.
但我知道这两份工作。这两个工作机会都不是靠我自己的能力能够得到的。
And I knew that these two job opportunities were not works of my own.
因为我自己凭着我自己的能力，我既不是很聪明，也不能干。
Because based on my own abilities, I'm not very intelligent or capable.
几年前我也曾经在这两家公司申请过，但连面试的机会都没有。
And a few years ago, I had applied to these same two companies. They didn't even give me an interview.
我和姊妹也决定，我们不能凭自己的喜好做决定。
And so my wife and I decided that we cannot go by our feelings.
所以我们把这个带到神的面前，寻求神的带领。
So we brought this issue before the Lord to seek His guidance.
经过几天的祷告之后，我们实在是觉得好像神的旨意是要带我们回西雅图。
And so after some prayer, we felt that it was God's will for us to return to Seattle.
我们决定顺服。
And we decided to obey.
虽然这个决定很难做，但是感谢主。
Although this was a difficult choice, we thank the Lord.
我们做了选择之后，我们心里非常平安。
Because we are full of peace after our decision.
最后，我愿意和弟兄姊妹和朋友们，分享两处，神的话语。
Lastly, I want to share two passages with brothers and sisters and friends.
诗篇29篇10-11节。
Psalm 29 verses 10-11.
洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王，耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace.
耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓。耶和华必赐平安的福给他的百姓。
And the Lord gives strength to his people. He blesses his people with peace.
另一处是腓立比书4:6-7。
Next is in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祈求、祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
荣耀赞美归给神。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
感谢我们的主是信实的，他也是又真又活的神。
We think that our Lord is true and is a living God.
我们底下是年长组的弟兄姊妹要为我们献两首诗歌。
Next, our elderly brothers and sisters will sing two songs.
我们接下来有初中组的三位的年轻的弟兄姊妹和大家有一点见证上面的分享。
The next group three brothers and sisters from the middle school age will share some testimony with us.
第一位是 Tim.
First is our brother Tim.
My name is Tim Chang, Timothy Chang.
大家好，我名字是 Tim.
I've been living in Seattle and coming to this church for a little more than a year now.
我住在西雅图，来这个教会已经一年多了。
I have seen God's miraculous hand through this last year, and I have so much to be thankful for.
过去这年，我经历了神奇妙的手，我也有很多可以感谢他的。
God has made my move up here to Seattle very smooth and without any problems.
我们搬来西雅图很顺利，没有问题。
He has given me a great school, though not a Christian school. There's a big Christian population.
他也给我一个很好的学校，虽然不是基督徒学校，我有很多基督徒的那个同学。
He has given me many new Christian friends at the school, who I can talk to for help and advice.
他也给了我很多基督徒朋友，我要帮助的时候可以去请问他们。
He has also found a church for my family that we can commune with and praise God together.
他也为我家庭找到这么好的教会，使我们可以一起来赞美他。
Furthermore, my dad found a consulting job where he can work from home, and I really enjoy how he can still talk to me on the way to and from school.
我爸爸也找到一个咨询的工作，他可以在家里上班，我也很享受我们在去路上去学校的路上聊天的时间。
God has really blessed the past year here in Seattle, and He continues to bless us each day.
过去的这一年，神大大的祝福我们啊！他每天还继续的祝福。
Oftentimes we forget to thank the Lord for what He has given us.
许多时候我们忘记感谢主给我们的。
So today I offer my thanks to the Lord for everything He has given to our family. Thank you, Lord.
所以今天我为神全部赐给我们的感谢他。
And one Bible verse I would like to share with you is.
有个经节我想跟大家分享。
Psalm 104. Enter his courts with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, and praise his name.
诗篇第100篇第4章。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
Thank you.
谢谢。
第二位是Irina。
You never know the value of water until the well runs dry. Scottish proverb.
有一个苏格兰的谚语，是说你不会珍惜这水的价值，除非你知道这个井已经干了。
The meaning of this proverb isn't really about running out of water or about wells.
这句话的意思并不是讲到水的价值或者是我们的井干了。
It's about values.
乃是说到我们的价值观。
The person who said this was saying that too often we don't value something until we lose it.
这句讲这句话的人他本身的意思是说有很多的时候我们没有认识到我们所拥有事物的价值直到我们失去它的一天。
When I first read this, it didn't seem like it was saying much.
当我第一次读到这句话的时候，好像这句话对我来说并不是有很深的意义。
But as I thought about it, I also thought of some things I don't really value.
但是当我开始仔细思想的时候，我也想到在我的生活中有很多的事情，我并没有把它们看得非常珍惜。
One example is my family.
其中一个例子是我的家庭。
Sometimes I get frustrated at them, and I often undervalue them.
有很多的时候对他们非常的烦恼也把他们的价值看低了。
But I know I would get very upset if I lost them.
但是如果我知道如果我失去他们的时候我会非常感觉非常的沮丧。
Another thing I never really value is my health.
另外一件事情我 没有特别珍惜的是我的健康。
Sometimes everyone but me and my family gets sick.
有的时候我们全家除了我之外都生了病。
Instead of thanking God that I am well, I often am miserable because I wish I was sick too.
但是我还是要感谢神，因为我想也跟他们一同生病。
But when I do get sick, I usually regret that I didn't really thank God for my good health before.
但是当我真正生病的时候呢，我就开始意识到我开始后悔我没有为着我以前的健康而珍惜它。
One thing I am really thankful for was what happened to me last Saturday.
有一件事情在上个星期六发生的，是我要特别献上感恩的。
I was at a round robin, which is basically a mini speech tournament.
我是参加一个小型的比赛，实际上是一个小型的讲演比赛。
And I forgot my apologetics box.
但是我忘了我拿着我这个关于护教方面的这个盒子。
The box is where I keep basically all of my speeches.
但这个盒子里装着我所有关于讲演里边的一些信息。
I was praying that either I might not have to do this event or that God would provide me with a miracle.
我就向神祷告，求神呢，或者是不让我参加这项比赛，或者是神用特别的方法来帮助我。
Well, I still had to do it, but then a girl I didn't really know lent me her box.
我还是要参加这项比赛，但是其中有一个小女孩，我并不是特别熟悉她，她让我能够借她用她那个盒子。
I got fourth place in that category, and I made a new friend.
所以在这项比赛中，我得了第四名，也交了一个朋友。
For that, I thank God.
为了这个，我感谢神。
最后一位是 Darcy.
Next is our brother Darcy.
Hello, my name is Darcy Ma.
大家好，我名字是马 Darcy。
And I'd like to share my testimony with you.
然后我想跟大家分享我的见证。
I went to the JY retreat in August, and Uncle William was a speaker.
这个八月我去初中组的夏令会，然后我们的讲员是 William 叔叔。
He was sharing on the topic of choosing life, and at first I wasn't too excited.
他交通的题目是在神里面选择生命，然后当时我不是太高兴。
But on the Monday night of the summer retreat, my heart got touched in an important way.
可是那个礼拜一晚上，我的心深深地被感动。
When he was sharing, I was thinking back to when I was small about three, and the doctor said I was really sick.
在交通的时候，我想到我小的时候，差不多三岁，我生了很严重的病。
And the doctors told my parents that I might become mentally and physically handicapped.
然后医生跟我父母说，我很可能会心理残废。
My mom and dad prayed really hard for me, and so did everybody at our old church.
那时候我父母还有教会的所有的人迫切地为我代祷。
And out of God's amazing grace, he healed me.
然后神的惊人恩典还有怜悯医治了我。
And out of his mercy, he's allowed me to do well in school and sports and helped me become the person that I am today.
而因他怜悯，今天在课业还有体育上，他都帮助我做得好。
And I was just sitting there in that chapel, and I was just thinking to myself that I never really honestly thanked God for healing me.
然后当时坐在那里听讲员讲话，我想到我还没真正的跟神感谢，感谢他医治了我。
And just how easily he could have not healed me, but out of his amazing grace and mercy, he did.
然后我也意识到他也很可能就是这么容易的也没有医治了我，所以我很感谢他。
And well, I just broke down in tears, and I could just not stop thanking him.
所以我在那里就开始流泪，不停地感谢他。
And I just want to thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
我就想要感谢耶稣。
接下来是诗班要献两首诗歌，还有见证跟诗歌的分享。
Next, the choir will offer up two songs and also share.
旁人无所从，你心间我以为什么都是从，就当属主恩给到你的地属，你就要细细发生如何眷顾，属主恩为要你一地属，既然他曾如何眷顾你，说出了会要你听你说，你这样事情他曾如何爱你。
感谢主，你的医治和保守使我眼睛能看见，
感谢主时时看顾保守与我同在，
感谢主给我克服困难的勇气和力量，
主主安慰了你的秘书，既然他曾如何眷顾你，主主安慰了你的秘书，你就要失去他曾如何爱你，
感谢主赐给我平静安息的心，
感谢主他以奇妙的预备来供应我使我不缺乏，
感谢主赐给我平安和喜乐，
主主恩惠要你一地数，既然他曾如何眷顾你，主主恩惠要你一地数，你就要失去他曾如何爱你，所以无论遇见大小的试探，不必灰心，万事总有主承担，你若属主恩惠天使要来临，时候你不是你尽是你欢喜，属主恩惠要以你的属，既然他曾如何眷顾你，说出了为了你一的书，你就要心情他曾如何爱你。
有一个主日诗班的指挥 Florence 姐妹告诉纪言要请纪言和我一起在感恩节时唱一首诗歌。
One Sunday, Sister Florence, the choir director, asked Jian and I to offer a hymn during the Thanksgiving meeting.
我有一些犹豫。
At the time, I had some doubts.
我告诉纪言说先看看谱再说。
And I told my husband that we will look at the music first and then see.
等到纪言把谱给我，我一看到诗歌，我的眼眶都红了。
And when my husband showed me the words and lyrics, the tears were already welling into my eyes.
我知道神要用他的话再一次的鼓励我。
And I knew that God wanted to use his words to encourage me.
大概才四个月大，我们就觉得他不太一样。
When our daughter was 4 months old, we realized that she was a little different.
但是我以为我应该常常喜乐，凡事谢恩。
But I thought I should always be joyful and give thanks.
所以我白天就全心忙着照顾孩子。
And so during the day, I spent all my time caring after my daughter.
不照自己的情绪胜过自己。
So that my emotions would not control me.
但每到半夜醒来。
But every time in the night I would wake up.
好奇怪哦，眼泪像泉涌一样的一直流出来。
And so strange because my tears just kept coming.
有一天半夜醒来，躺在床上的时候。
And one night I woke, I was just laying in bed.
我心里想，如果我在怀孕的时候小心一点。多照顾自己一点，不要做哪些哪些事情，他就是可以是一个健康正常的孩子。
And I thought in my heart, if During my pregnancy, I had just took better care of myself, and if I did not do this and that, then my daughter would just be a normal child.
当我心里一直在责怪我自己的时候，里面有一个声音对我说。
And as I was rebuking myself, a voice inside me told me,
孩子，这些难道我都不知道吗？
Child, do I not know all these things?
我知道我向你所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你末后有指望。
I know that my idea is to give you peace and to give you hope during these times.
我就告诉主说，我不要再哭了。
And so I told the Lord, I don't want to cry anymore.
我就没有再天天半夜起来掉眼泪了。
And so I no longer woke up in the middle of the night to cry.
照顾爱的日常生活不是很容易。
My life taking care of my daughter is not easy.
举例说明，比如说她剪指甲。
For example, when I have to cut her nails.
既然和我总要有一个人把她弄睡了。
One of us has to put her to sleep first.
一个人抱着她坐在摇椅上。
So one of us holds her in the rocking chair.
另外一个人拿着指甲刀为她剪。
And the other holds nail clippers.
常常剪刀指甲刀才靠近她，她就开始动了。
And oftentimes, when the nail clipper got close to her, she would start moving.
抱她的人就要开始摇她，等她安稳了之后再开始剪。
And so the one that's holding her has to start rocking again, so that she can fall asleep again.
她如果再动，我们就再摇她。
And if she still moves, then we need to keep on rocking.
有时候她根本坐起来看。
And sometimes she even sits up to watch.
那时候我们只好改天再试。
And so at that point, we had better wait for the next day.
有时候大半个小时只修了一两根指甲，或什么都剪不到。
And so many times in half an hour, we cut one nail, or maybe not even one.
每次为她剪指甲都得好好祷告。
And so every time we need to cut her nails, we need to pray.
其实祷告也不一定可以完全剪完。
And even with prayer, many times we do not finish.
今年五月六年来第一次，他一边看电视一边抗议，一边忍着让我们把他的手上十根指甲都剪完了。
And in May this year, she allowed us to cut all her nails as she watched TV on the floor.
在过往的一年中，神多多的祝福我们。
In this past year, God has greatly blessed us.
不单家里面各样的需要比以往充裕的很多。
Not only has our needs increased in the family,
爱也有许多的进步。
Our daughter has also had some great improvements.
我原应该是心中喜乐的感谢主，但是我的里面却经历完全不同的情况。
And so I should have had a heart full of thanks for our Lord, but actually, I had a different response.
有极大的黑暗抓住我，说不出来的重担深压我的心头。
And a great darkness came over me and oppressed my heart.
我祷告，并且为着任何能够想到让圣灵担忧的事情认罪并悔改。
And so I prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to take away all my sin and all the things that caused me to worry.
但是呢，里面没有平安，没有主的话，实在摸不到主的同在。
But within, I did not have peace, nor God's words, and I cannot feel God's presence.
我知道主并没有不见。
And I knew that God was still there.
神管教的手仍在。
And His hand of discipline was still there.
我做错事，神没有任凭我，他让我知道我的态度或者是行为不荣耀他。
And so when I do wrong, he does not overlook it, but lets me know that my actions do not glorify him.
主仍然看顾。
He continues to watch.
我为着一些事物求问他，他仍回应并成就。
And for matters that I bring before him, he still accomplishes them.
但是神回应祷告并不表示他喜悦或者是 approve 我的生活。
But when he answers my prayers, it does not mean that he is pleased or approves of my life.
失去神同在实在是一件很痛苦的事。
To lose God's presence is truly a troublesome thing.
这个痛苦比面对爱的困难更叫我不能忍受。
And this suffering, is even greater than that encounter with my daughter.
我晚上无法安睡，白日没有喜乐。
And at night I cannot sleep, during the day I have no joy.
经过了几个月，我连对人说话也开始失去了恩慈。
And after a few months, even my words towards others lacked grace.
一开口说话就得罪人，也得罪我们的神。
Every time I opened my mouth, I would wrong someone or wrong my God.
接待弟兄姐妹，连被接待的人都可以感觉到我希望他们快点走。
And so brothers and sisters who came to my house, all could feel that I wanted them to leave quickly.
我天天担忧，为爱爱的未来担忧。
And I worry every day, I worry for the future of my daughter.
也为她的救恩担忧。
I worry for her salvation.
她明白神的救恩吗？谁说给她听使她明白的？
Does she understand God's salvation? Who will share God's salvation with her?
我为自己担忧，这样的光景，主耶稣回来，我怎么面对他？
I worry for myself.Because with such a condition in my life, how will I face the Lord when He returns?
我是那个没有预备油的童女，到那日必要在黑暗中哀哭切齿。
Because I am that virgin who did not prepare oil, and when He returns, I will be outside weeping and gnashing.
我感到仇敌如吼叫的狮子追逐我。
And I feel the roar of the enemy like a lion chasing me.
我跟神说，主啊，救我，不要叫我被吞吃了。
And I tell my Lord, save me so that I will not be devoured.
但是里面有话说，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃走了。
And a voice inside me tells me, resist the enemy and he will flee.
有一天晚上我在担忧中睡着了。
One night, in my worries, I fell asleep.
我做了一个梦。
And I had a dream.
外面，世界虽然是白天，可是却没有亮光。
Outside, even though it was daytime, there was no light.
好像在战争里面。
So it was like in a wartime.
我要去祷告聚会。
I was on my way to prayer meeting.
我正在想小乖爱谁照顾呢？
And I was thinking, who's going to take care of my children?
有一句从希伯来书八章十一节的话出现在我心中。
And words from Hebrews chapter 8, appeared in my heart.
他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识他。
Hebrews 8:11 No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother saying, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest.
我就不再担心了。
And so I no longer worried.
到了祷告聚会，许多弟兄姐妹都坐好了。
And at prayer meeting, many brothers and sisters were there already.
我也被招呼坐下。
And so I was ushered to sit down.
不知道为什么，我心中觉得主今天就要回来，我们都在等候他。
I didn't know why, but in my heart, I felt that the Lord was returning today, and everyone was waiting for him.
我的梦就到这里。
And that was where my dream ended.
醒来时，里面有极大的平安。
When I woke up, I had great peace.
好像被提醒，今天所面对的一切难处都是预备那日我要与主面对面。
Because it was like a reminder that all things we face today prepares us to meet our Lord that day.
经过这个梦以后，我的忧郁症没有停止。
After this dream, my depression did not stop.
有时候好，有时候不好。
And sometimes it was good, and sometimes it was bad.
又过了一些时候，心中开始有一个意念。
And after some time, a thought came into my heart.
为什么不单单相信安息于主的应许？
Why don't I simply believe in God's promises?
于是开始翻几处圣经。
At the time, I flipped through some scriptures.
这几年中，神借着多处圣经的话语，给我许多的鼓励，带我们走过这些日子。
In these past years, through God's words, He has led us through our lives.
其中一处就是耶利米书二十九章十一节。
One passage is from Jeremiah 29.
我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
英文讲得很清楚，一个 hope and future， 希望跟未来。所以我就跟主说，求你帮助我安息在你的应许当中。
And so I ask the Lord, help me to live in your promise.
也成就你的话，给爱爱跟我们有一个未来和希望。
And accomplish your word for us and our daughter for her future.
这样我就这样，主带我重新回到他的跟前，安息在他的里面。
And through this, the Lord brought me back into His presence and His peace.
这就是为什么我今天鼓起勇气站在这里，做见证的原因。
This is the reason I have the courage today to testify.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我想我先大略讲讲爱的情形，我想只是为让弟兄姐妹有点了解。
I will briefly talk about my daughter's condition so brothers and sisters can have a better understanding.
她的问题有四方面。
She has four, her problem has four aspects.
第一方面是眼睛有斜视。
First, she has astigmatism in her eyes.
她虽然开过刀，但还是有视力上的问题。
And so, even after surgery, she still has vision problems.
第二是肌肉无力，英文叫 low muscle tone.
And second is, she has low muscle tone.
所以，包括她的这个 gross motor 跟那个 fine motor 都不好。
And so all her motor skills, are deficient.
第三个是发育迟缓。
And she has,
developmental delay.
And she has developmental delay.
她的心智好几年都停留大概在一岁左右。
And so, her thought process for many years, has stayed at a 1 year old level.
第四个是自闭症。
And the fourth
autism.
Is autism.
这个是医生给他的诊断。
This is the doctor's diagnosis.
但这是一个很大的 spectrum, 所以每个 case 不一样。
And so this is a great spectrum, it's different for every case.
那么我说这些呢，并非为了诉苦，乃是为了见证神的大能。
And I say these not to complain, but to speak of God's greatness.
许多时候因着劳苦压力，我失去耐心和爱心。
Many times because of our toil and pressure, we lose our love and patience.
但主总是证明他是那个在我这个瓦器里面的宝贝。
But God always proves that He is the precious treasure in this vessel.
要显明这个能胜过烦恼、压力、死亡的莫大能力。是出于神，不是出于我们。
To manifest His great power through us, it's not by our own power, but through Him.
感谢神，他的意思原是好的。
We thank the Lord because His will is good.
不管这个患难是约瑟旧约约瑟所经历的患难，或是约伯经历的患难，或是历代圣徒所经历的患难。
Whether it was the sufferings of Joseph or Job, or the sufferings of saints all through history.
神的意思原是好的。
God's purpose originally is good.
我念一段经文给大家听。
I'll read a scripture for everyone.
罗马书第五章一到五节。
Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith,We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings.
因为知道患难生忍耐。
Because we know that suffering produces perseverance.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Perseverance, character, and character, hope.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
这个英文中这个老练讲得很清楚，就是性格。
And so this
person, 第四节讲的这个老练就是性格。
This perseverance speaks of our character.
感谢神借着患难显明我们自己的软弱，我们性格上的缺陷。
We thank the Lord that through our sufferings, He shows us, our character and our deficiencies.
他应许要将他的性情制作在我们的里面。
He promises to, form His likeness within us.
这是何等的应许，何等的盼望。
And so what a great, promise and hope this is.
主既然将这两个孩子托付我们，我们就求主使我们做忠心的管家。
Since God has given us these two children, then we will be faithful, stewards.
我心中所盼望的不仅是爱情形改善或是完全得到医治。
The hope in my heart is that our daughter not only, becomes better and is healed.
并且能做贵重的器皿合乎主用。
But that she can be a great vessel used by the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这可能吗？
Brothers and sisters, is this possible?
在神没有难成的事。
In God, nothing is impossible.
我们所得着的，我相信我们所得着的不仅是为我们。
And I believe what we gain is not only for ourselves.
也是为着众弟兄姐妹，为着众肢体的。
But it is also for brothers and sisters and the entire body.
我们来唱首诗歌。
Now we will, sing a hymn.
Yeah.
和华的心是慈爱的意念，一生一世我要赞美，信靠到永远。耶和华的心是慈爱的意念，一生一世我要赞美，信靠到永远。
我们感谢主，他的恩典总是够我们用。
We thank the Lord that His grace is sufficient for us.
我们接下来是建华姊妹。为我们做见证。
Next, our sister Tina will share a testimony.
Ah, 看着文慧纪言在这里做见证哦，我就想到还清清楚楚记得他们两个在这里举行婚礼的时候。
When I hear them share, I remember, when they got married here.
看着他们这样分享还唱诗歌的时候，我里面就觉得好舍不得，看着他们这样一路走过来。
And to hear their sharing and their offering up of a hymn, my heart goes out to them as they go through their sufferings.
可是我想，我们的神实在是爱他们的神，我们的神都知道。
But I know that our Lord is a Lord that loves them, and our Lord knows everything.
他们今天所得到在神的属灵里面得到的产业，实在不是我们这些没有经历过这样痛苦的人所能够知道的。
What they've gained in the Lord is beyond those for those of us that haven't been through the same experience. It's beyond what we've gained.
我想我们每一个属神的儿女呢，都有每一年都有每一天都有太多太多的恩典要数算。
And for all of us that are children of God, throughout every day there is more thanksgiving that we can give Him for His grace.
因为我们的神实在是又真又活的神。
Because He is a real and a living God.
我们每一个他的儿女都可以在每天的生活里面来经历他的真实，经历他的奇妙。
And all of His children, we can all experience on a day-to-day basis His reality and His love.
今年啊，对我是一个特别的一年。今年是我最软弱的一年，也是最蒙恩的一年。
This year has been a special year for me. It's the year where I've had the most weakness, but also the most a blessing.
因为就在九个月前的今天，2月22号，我的生命突然一夜之间，好像几乎要完全的崩溃了。
In February on the 22nd, over one night, it seemed like my whole life was changed.
可是因着神的大能，神的怜悯。
But by the Lord's goodness and His grace,
我今天还可以这样的站在众人的面前。
By His mercy, I can stand before you today.
因为在今年初呢，医生发现在我的心脏里面长了一个瘤。
At the beginning of this year, doctors.Found out that there was a tumor growing in my heart.
那个是非常少见的，叫做左心房粘液瘤。
And it was a very rare disease called left atrial myxoma.
医生建议尽快的开刀。
And the doctor recommended that I have surgery as quickly as possible.
虽然这个开心的手术是一个非常大的手术。
And even though it was a very big surgery.
要从这里一直开到下面啊。
It was a big incision.
然后医生就跟我形容说，就像这样，然后整个胸膛要打开，然后把我的心脏把有瘤的地方切掉。
And the doctor explained to me the whole procedure of how they would open up my chest cavity and remove the tumor.
所以当他跟我解释的时候，我说哦，就像我斩鸡把鸡胸膛剥开的时候，他说对。
And I said, oh, I understand. It's just like when I cook a whole chicken and I have to clean out the inside.
那因为要把心脏停掉，还有肺也要停掉，所以他们就要用一个心肺机器接在我的心脏跟肺部，然后帮助我的心跟肺部呼吸。
And they had to use a heart lung machine because they had to stop my heart and my lungs during the procedure.
因为在进行那个开刀的时候，我自己不能呼吸，所以完全靠着机器。
And during that time, I couldn't breathe, so I had to rely solely on the machine.
虽然是这么大的一个手术哈，可是按照正常的情形，只需要在医院住三五天就可以回家休养。
And even though it was such a big operation, typically, the recovery time I only need to spend in the hospital, 3 to 5 days.
可是呢，我这一去医院就住了整整37天。
I ended up staying in the hospital for 37 days.
因为就在开刀的那个晚上哈，就是二月二十二号的凌晨。
The night of the, or the, I guess the early morning of the 22nd, after surgery,
有一个血块跑到我的右脑去。
A blood clot went into the right side of my brain.
就引起中风，我的左边全部的都瘫痪了。
I had a stroke and my whole left side was paralyzed.
刚刚开始的时候，我动都不能动。
And to begin with, I couldn't move at all.
即使站起来，都要有人用一个腰带把我绑住，然后拉住，以防我跌倒。
And before, I couldn't even stand, and I had to use a rope pulley device to have someone assist me.
即使是最简单一个动作，像这样子耸肩膀。
And even the most simple gesture, like shrugging my shoulders.
我现在已经很会动了哦，那时候一点都不能动。
I can do it now, but I couldn't at that time.
还有像手这样子翻过来，手心向上向下，我都不能做。
And before, like turning your palm up and down, I couldn't do it before.
可是在那样极端软弱的光景里头
But in that situation of weakness
我所得到的从人来的爱和神来的爱真的是我从来没有经历过的
I received the love from brothers and sisters and from the Lord that I've never ever experienced before
先说 Connie 我的女儿
And I'll share a little bit about my daughter Connie
我在医院整整37天，她每一个晚上没有一个晚上缺的，每个晚上都在医院陪我。
And every single night, all 37 nights, Connie slept with me in the hospital.
她就睡在我病床旁边地上的 mattress 上面。
And she put a mattress on the floor next to my bed and slept on the mattress every night.
晚上只要有一点点声响，她一定就坐起来啊。
And if I made any noise, she would sit up.
然后每常常的我看她眼睛都张不开，这样眯着眼睛，然后还要笑得好 sweet 的说：“妈妈，你怎么样啊？”你要不要喝水啊？要不要抓痒？因为我抓不到。要不要抓痒？你要不要要不要枕头？
And she would sit up and look at me, and her eyes were still closed, but she would smile and ask, "Do I need any water? Or do you need any water or a pillow? Or do you need me to scratch your back?"
一个多月以来，没有一次，没有一次一个不耐烦的声调或者一个不高兴的脸色。
There was not a single time where she lost her patience or had any sign of sadness in or anger in her face.
她今天跟着她的先生回婆家 DC 去，所以我可以讲她。
She went with her husband back to DC for Thanksgiving, so I can talk about her.
要不然她很不好意思。
Oh, she'd be embarrassed.
然后等我回家了以后呢，他才回到 San Diego 去，因为他的工作在 San Diego.
When I returned home, finally, she also returned back to San Diego where she worked.
他回去不是去继续工作啊，他回去是跟他的未婚夫 Q 两个人一起把工作辞掉。
She went back not to continue working, but to quit her job, and her fiance at the time also quit his job.
然后搬回西雅图来，在这里结婚，重新找工作。
They both moved back to Seattle and got married, and both found jobs here.
我在这里要特别的感谢神，也感谢弟兄姊妹们的带导。
I also want to thank the Lord and brothers and sisters for your prayers.
现在他们两个都已经开始了他们新的工作。
They both already started their new jobs.
所以他们还住在我们家很近哦，常常请我们回去吃饭。
And they moved really close to where I live, and often invite us over for meals.
我从来都说都不知道她那么能干。
And I never knew that she was that capable.
我每次都跟她说，你结婚以后怎么办啊？你一样菜都不会上。
And I told her, what's going to happen when you get married? You can't make a single dish.
可是现在每一次我们过去哦，都让我们惊奇。
But every time I go over, I'm always pleasantly surprised.
云甫居然叫我跟女儿学做菜哦。
And my husband told me You should learn from your daughter.
因为她做的又好又快又好吃。
Because she makes it fast and it also tastes good.
那现在可以来谈一谈儿子了。
I'll talk a little bit about my son.
Gary 每天早上都六点就要去上班。
Every morning Gary goes to work at 6.
他基本上都是做半天。
He works about half the day.
他都每天都争取中午就到医院陪我。
And he would go to the hospital right after lunch or right before lunch.
要陪我一起吃午饭，还有下午上复健课。
We would have lunch together and go through therapy class together.
然后傍晚的时候呢，他还会张罗我们两个有一个下午茶。
We would have afternoon tea together as well.
虽然很简单，有时候一杯牛奶，两片饼干。
Sometimes just a glass of milk and a couple of crackers.
可是我到现在还是很怀念那个温馨的时光哦。
I still remember the good times that we had.
啊，他最会逗我开心。
And he'll always joke and make me laugh.
然后他会跟我说：“妈妈，以后我娶一个老婆，一定要会照顾你的。”翻译啊，是不是需要翻译？
Yes. And he told me someday I'll find a wife that'll also take care of you.
然后我一听哦，我就赶快加紧的复健，因为我要赶快好起来，不能连累他，以后没有女孩子敢嫁给他。
And when he told me this, I would try it. I would work even harder in therapy so that his options wouldn't be limited.
我实在很感谢主哦，当我住在医院的时间，神实在保守我的心怀意念。
I thank the Lord that even during my time in the hospital, the Lord really watched over my thoughts and my mind.
我每天都有平安喜乐。
And every day I had peace and I had joy.
我灵里也很高昂。
And my spirit was lifted up.
每一次复健太难做不下去的时候，
and every time I couldn't finish the therapy,
我就在心里宣告说，靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
I would tell myself, by the Lord who gives me strength, I can do all things.
有的时候那个理疗师治疗师叫我做那个动作，真的我觉得实在很难的时候，做不下去，我就跟主说，主啊，是你哦，不是我。
And sometimes the therapist would ask me to do things that were very, very difficult for me, and I would just tell the Lord that it is you, it's not me.
所以很多的附近很多的医护人员都是跟我说，很少看到这么积极乐观而且进步这么快的中风病人。
And the doctors and the therapists would tell me, it's very rare to see someone like me that I would improve so quickly and be so joyful all the time.
有一个医生跟我说，虽然我还不认识你所信的。
And a doctor told me, even though I don't know the one that you believe in,
可是看来真的有用哦。
I see that it obviously does work.
然后3月29号，我终于可以回家了。
March the 29th, I was able to return home.
我好高兴哦，可是却不知道神是要给我带我到另外一个学习，另外一个经验，另外一个功课。
I was so glad to return home, but I didn't realize that the Lord was going to take me and to learn another lesson before Him.
因为当我面对日常生活的时候，
and as I faced living a normal daily life,
我才突然面，好像突然面对那个残酷的事实。
It's like I suddenly realized that the reality of being disabled.
我真的成了一个残障的人。
And I really was a disabled person.
我走每一步路都需要用脚套。
And every step I took, I had to use a brace.
然后我每一个礼拜有3天要回到华大医院去做复健。
And I had to go back to the UW to go through therapy 3 times a week.
每一次经过 U District 的时候，
and every time we would drive through the U District,
两边好多的学生，好多的行人。
On both sides of the street, there's so many pedestrians and students.
我每次就坐在车上，这样痴痴地看着他们怎么走路。
And I'd watch them and look at them and see how they walked.
然后就在心里呐喊说，我以前也是像他们一样走得这么好，这么顺。
And in my heart, I had anger saying, Lord, you know, in the past I was able to walk so well and so smoothly too.
我没有 anger 啦。如果是他可能会，我没有。 可是我心里呢就觉得很难过，就说我以前也是那么会走哎。
In my heart, I was, I had sadness because I thought, you know, I was able to do this before.
对，有一点 sadness. 然后我的左边的皮肤哈，整个左半边的皮肤都常常有灼痛的感觉，烧痛的感觉。
On the left side of my body, the skin, there would always be pain. The feeling of pain.
我记得有一个下午。那个痛哦，烧到我的眼睛的四周，好像火那样的烧。
And one afternoon, it felt like all around my eyes it was burning.
我没有办法，我就躺在沙发上，我就跟主说：“主啊，我把这个痛献给你，一起献给你。”
There was nothing I could do, so I was laying on the couch and I said, "Lord, I offer this pain to you."
感谢主，就这样子一献哈、哦，好像主就让我可以喘过气来。
And as I offered this pain to the Lord, it was like,The Lord really blessed me and allowed me to just take a breath.
还有一天正好家里都没有人，就是我一个人。
And there was one day there was no one at home, just myself.
我在唱一首诗歌。
I was singing a hymn.
终于鼓起勇气，我坐到我最爱的钢琴前面。
And I gathered my confidence and sat before the piano.
试着弹。
And I tried to play piano.
结果呢，我只能够哭倒在主的怀里。
And I could only cry before the Lord in His presence.
就是这一些身心这两方面的打击。
It seemed like there was a confusion between my heart and my physical ability.There was difficulty. And it brought along many tears.
叹息
And sighs.
忧愁
Worriness.
Anxious. 孤单 Loneliness.
Just loneliness.
还有很多的失眠。
And just a lot of just sleepless nights.
好像这一切就把我打倒了。
And it's like these things knocked me over.
可是每一天当女儿打电话回来问好的时候。
But every day when my daughter would call me to ask how I was doing.
或者是 Gary 下班回来。
Or after my son came back from work.
他总是一进门就说：“妈，你今天好吗？”
He would ask how I'm doing.
我总是立定心志的，很高高兴兴，大声的跟他们说：“好，我很好。”
And I would gather myself and say that I'm doing well, very well.
其实我心里的那个苦哈。
But the bitterness in my heart.
好像是最亲的人、最爱我的人都不能够为我分担的。
I felt like even the people that loved me the most and that were closest to me couldn't share.Or understand what I was going through.
可是就在那样的一个光景里头
But even in that situation,
我却发现神一直在那里
I realized that the Lord is really there.
有的时候连这个感觉都感觉不到的时候
And even when I don't have this feeling,
我只有靠着信心
I can only,
紧紧地抓住神的话
Only by faith, can I grab a hold of the word of the Lord.
我就是靠着背腓立比书
And then I, Memorize the book of Philippians.
这样子度过一分一秒的前六个月。
To go through every minute and second of the past 6 months.
我今天可以在这里做见证。
That I could stand before you and give you testimony today.
我可以见证我所信的神是又真又活的神。
I can testify that the Lord that we have is true and is living.
他是可以信靠的。
He is one that we can lean on.
他应许说他永远不离弃我们要保守我们一直到见他面的日子
And his promise is that he will never leave us and that he will bless us until he returns
他的话是真真实实的
And his word is true and it is real
是可以信靠可以经历的
And it's what we can lean on and what we can experience
随着天气渐渐的变暖了哈
And at that time the weather was getting warmer
神也怜悯我，从需要坐轮椅到用四个脚的拐杖。
The Lord has mercy on me that I went from sitting in a wheelchair to using a four-legged
quad cane.
A four-legged cane.
然后到一般的一个脚的拐杖。
It's just a normal one-legged cane.
然后在康妮的婚礼前两个礼拜，我就可以把脚套拿掉。
And the 2 weeks before Connie got married, I was able to take the leg brace off.
也可以慢慢的走一点路了。
I was able to walk a little bit.
你就看到一个图画啊。
And if you could imagine a picture.
我83岁的老爸爸，一个手拿着拐杖。
My 83-year-old father, one hand holding a cane,
一个手牵着我这个中了风的小女儿
and one hand holding his daughter who just had a stroke.
我们两个一边走，爸爸就会说，啊，感谢主，啊，虽然妈妈先走了，还有你这样子陪着我。
And my father would tell me, I thank the Lord that even though my wife has gone to the Lord, that you are here to walk with me.
那我就说感谢主，我真是没有想到。还有这么一天，我可以陪着我的老爸爸散步。
And I say, I thank the Lord that I never imagined that I would have this day to walk with my father.
从二月底到六月底这四个月的期间。
From these past 6 months, from the past 4 months, from February to June.
除了我姐姐、姐夫、哥哥、嫂嫂两家人大大小小在我身边无微不至的照顾我以外。
Other than beyond even just my relatives taking care of me daily, all the time.
弟兄姊妹每一个礼拜有两天为我们家预备饭食。
Brothers and sisters, every 2 nights a week or 2 days a week provided food for my family.
我算一算哈，我们享用了超过100多盘的美食。
And I calculated it out, and we were able to enjoy over 100 dishes from our brothers and sisters.
还有姊妹们拖着他们的孩子，小小孩子，给我 Ray 带着我到很远的地方看医生。
And even my fellow sisters would take myself along and along with their little children and take me to go see the doctor.
有姊妹每个礼拜到家里为我做针灸。
And a sister would come over every single week to do acupuncture for me.
也有小姊妹每个礼拜到家里来陪我做复健。
And a sister would come over once a week and help.We go through therapy.
各地的教会
and churches all over the place.
各处的弟兄姊妹
and brothers and sisters from all over.
为我们家摆上的祷告真的是数也数不尽
The amount of prayers lifted up for my family is uncountable.
我们每一天都可以感觉到那个祷告力量在背后支撑着我们一直到今天
And every single day, we really feel the support from the brothers and sisters' prayers, even till to today.
我常常想哦，若是把聚会的生活
，I have to think if I take our church life，
还有我们在这里将近30年与弟兄姊妹一起的生活
，I've been at this church for about 30 years with brothers and sisters，
一起服事
，serving together，
一起追求
，pursuing the Lord together，
一起成长
，and maturing together，
很快也要一起迈向老年。
And growing old together soon.
如果把这些从我生命中挪去
If I take all of these things out of my life,
那我这一生可以说是空白一片
Then truly my whole life is just empty and is blank.
因为这里就是我的家
Because this is my family.
你们就是我最亲的弟兄
And you are my dearest brothers.
最爱的姊妹
My most beloved sisters.
就像约翰一书所说的
Like it says in 1 John.
你们若彼此相爱
If we love one another,
神就住在我们住在我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们的里面。
Then the Lord lives in us.
爱神的心。
And if we have a love for Him,
就在我们里面完全了。
And then His love is made complete.
也像约翰福音十三章说的。
Like it says in John chapter 13.
你们若彼此相爱。
If you love one another,
众人因此就看出你们是属我的门徒了。
Then all men will see that you are my disciples.
真的是巴不得我们这样一起聚会，一起敬拜神。
I hope that we can gather together like this and worship our Lord together like this.
可以叫爱我们的天父的心得着满足。
That the Father that loves us, that His heart would be satisfied.
叫他的名得着荣耀。
And that His name would be glorified.
最后，我要深深地感谢神的是。
Lastly, I want to.Truly thank the Lord for
他保守云府熬过这个最艰难的时刻
That he's watched over my husband Mac through this difficult time
我实在不敢想象、哦、
I cannot imagine
在他接受第二轮癌症化疗这个最艰辛的日子里头
As he's going through the difficult times with the second round of chemotherapy
体重掉了40磅
He's lost 40 pounds.
还要照顾我这个中了风的妻子。
Yet he still has to take care of his wife who's gone through a stroke.
我相信他在背地里所流的泪一定是多过我的。
And I believe that behind the scenes that he's wept more than I have.
可是他对我的保养顾惜实在是显出基督的爱。
But how he's taking care of me has really shown me God's love.
他灵里面所流露出来那个不可动摇的平安跟稳妥。
And from his life in his heart to see the unshakable peace.
也实在只有在主耶稣复活的生命里面才能够显露出来。
It truly can only be found in the resurrection life of our Lord Jesus.
更感谢主的是。
And even more so.
在属灵的路上他给我的帮助和支持哦。
I thank the Lord for the support he's given me in my spiritual walk.
实在是让我能够与他一同承受生命之恩。
That I can enjoy the grace of our Lord together.
与他一同侍立在主的面前。
That we can come before the Lord's presence together.
就像他常常跟我说哈。
Like he tells me all the time.
虽然我们在外面的服事能做的越来越少。
Even though on the outside our service is more and more limited.
可是只要主还给我们年日。
But if the Lord gives us more days ahead.
我们就愿意每天好好的活在主的面前。
That we are willing to live before the Lord every day.
用我们的生活。
To use our lives.
来见证我们所信的神是这一位伟大的神。
To testify that the God we believe in is a great God.
他配得大赞美。
And he is worthy of great thanks.
愿意神那善良成全可喜悦的旨意成就在我们的身上。
May God's perfect and pleasing will be manifested in our lives.
让我们能够回应他向着我们那个大爱实在是长阔高深的爱。
That we can respond to his love that is beyond height, depth, and any measure.
愿我们的神得到一切的荣耀跟赞美。
May the Lord receive all glory and praise.
谢谢弟兄姊妹。
Thank you.
Now, 我们弟兄姊妹分享见证的时候。
And as our brothers and sisters are sharing with us,
我们的心跟着我们弟兄姊妹一同在主的跟前献上我们的感谢和敬拜。
Our hearts also give thanks to our Lord together with our brothers and sisters.
我们接下来是英语组 High School Young People and Career Group 他们一起上来要献两首诗歌。
Next we'll ask the English choir to come up and offer up a few songs. High School, College and Career Groups.
100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
诗篇一百篇，普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱传到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Psalm 105 verses 1 to 3. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory is in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
诗篇第一百零五篇一到三节，你们要称谢耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为。要向他唱诗歌颂，谈论他一切奇妙的作为，要以他的圣名夸耀。寻求耶和华的人心中应当欢喜。
Worthy of my praise, I will give you all my.
我们最后把时间交给孙弟兄。
Next, we'll ask our brother or son to share.
我们知道基督徒，所以要感恩。
We know that Christians give thanks.
那是因为我们所信的神是恩典的神。
It's because the God that we believe in is a God of grace.
因为他爱我们的缘故。
And because he loves us.
他把我们所不配得的赐给我们。
He gives us those things that we do not deserve.
并且是白白的赐给我们。
And he gives these to us freely.
所以恩典的意思就是你白白的领受神赐给你不配得的。
And so the meaning of grace is that you freely receive from God those things that you do not deserve.
那么到底神把什么恩典加在我们的身上呢？
And so what exactly has God given in our lives?
我们知道最大的恩典，神就是把他的儿子赐给了我们。
And we know the greatest grace is that God gave us his son.
这是我们基督徒感恩最大的一个原因。
And this is the greatest reason that we are thankful.
因为他的儿子到地上来为我们的罪上了十字架。
Because his son came to this earth and went on the cross for us.
让我们这个生在罪中、长在罪中、活在罪中的人因他的缘故罪得赦免。
So that those of us who are born and who grow and live in sin can because of him be forgiven.
这是何等的恩典。
This is such grace.
不仅这样。
And not only so,
他不仅赦免我们的罪，
not only does he forgive our sins,
并且他借着他的儿子把他自己的生命赐给我们，
but through his son, he gives us his own life.
也就是他在他的生命中与我们完全联合。
And so that is in his life, he is completely connected to our lives.
这个不仅使我们能够永远活着，
Not only does this allow us to live eternally,
并且使我们今天在地上的生活中所经历的每一件事情都与他联合。
It is also that in our daily experiences, in all things, we are connected to him.
所以唯有他对我们的看顾是无微不至的。
And so, only his care for us is unwavering.
任何的难处他来承担。
He bears all difficulties.
任何的喜乐他都有份。
And any joy he is a part of.
所以这是基督徒承受的极大的恩典。
And so this is a great grace that Christians have received.
所以这是我们应当感恩的。
This is the reason why we are thankful.
第三个点。
A third point.
耶稣基督来不仅把生命赐给我们。
Jesus Christ came not only to give us life.
并且他把我们放在神的家中。
But he puts us in God's house.
在基督的身体里面我们基督徒彼此做肢体。
So that in Christ's body, we are all members of this body.
神常常借着我们的弟兄姊妹流露他的爱。
And so God uses brothers and sisters for his love to flow through.
让我们的生活在地上得到最好的一个看顾。
So that our life on this earth can receive the best care.
所以我们在神的家中。
And so we're in God's house.
不仅这样。
Not only so.
神还给我们永远的盼望。
God gives us an eternal
hope. 有一天他要回来。
Because one day he will return.
我们在地上活着就是等候他回来。
And so we live on earth to wait for his return.
我们要一同进入永远。
We will enter eternity together.
我们要和我们的主在一起。
And we will be with our Lord.
我们要和千千万万的圣徒在一起。
And we will be with thousands of saints.
永永远远在一起。
Together forever.
所以我们基督徒要感恩。
And so Christians give thanks.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and
sisters
and friends,
我们不是一年一次在这个感恩节，那么我们才想起来感恩。
We don't just give thanks once a year on Thanksgiving.
实在来讲，这个感恩节也是属于基督徒的。
Actually speaking, we can say that this Thanksgiving.
因为唯有基督徒，你领会这个，你才知道要感什么恩，对吧？
Because for Christians, if you understand this, then you'll know what to give thanks for.
感恩是有对象的。
There is a object of our thanks.
是我们对那位恩典的神我们里面所有的一个感谢。
And so our thanks is directed towards this God of grace.
这个应该是天天的。
This ought to be a daily.
是每时每刻的。
Every moment.
是每一件事的。
And in every situation.
所以愿我们作为基督徒我们懂得怎样感恩。
And so as Christians we need to understand how to give thanks.
我们也感谢主一年一次借着这个提醒我们。
And we thank the Lord that once a year this reminds us.
我们更盼望在座很多亲爱的朋友们。
We also hope that those for the friends among us.
能够把你的心打开。
Open your hearts.
把耶稣基督接受进来。
To accept Jesus Christ.
那么你就接受了神给你最大的恩典。
And that way, you will receive the greatest grace from God.
所以我想今天晚上我们能一同聚在这里。
And so tonight we can gather here together.
我们真是满心的感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord with our hearts.
我想最后好不好？我请弟兄姊妹和朋友们一同来唱我们刚刚的那个年长的弟兄姊妹所唱的一首短歌。
If I can ask everyone here to sing one of the hymns that the elderly brothers and sisters sang.
诗歌三百三十三首。
Hymn 333.
他是一切最亲。
He is most dear.
我所一切最爱。
The most, the
我们请大家一同起立好不好
Please rise.
我们一同起立我们一同起立来唱唱完之后呢我们有一点点简短祷告的时间
And after the hymn we will have a short time of prayer
我们大家同声的把感谢赞美归给神
And in unison let us give our praise and thanks to God
朋友们如果你今天晚上在这个聚会中你的心也受到感动
And friends if your heart is touched tonight
请你打开你的心接受耶稣基督
Please open your heart and accept Jesus Christ
你也感谢他爱你
You can thank him for loving you.
他愿意把这个恩典加在你身上。
Because he's willing to give you this grace.
那我们大家一起来唱，起。
We'll sing together.
他是一切最亲，我所一切最爱。
同声开口祷告
Please pray in unison
亲爱的主我们满心的感谢你在今天晚上在这个时候我们在这里一同诉说你的恩典主啊我们实在感谢你为我们流血舍命感谢你把一切都给了我们感谢你在天天的生活中看顾我们感谢你在我们人生所走过的每一步道路上面你扶持我们你陪着我们主我们感谢你他给我们有永远的盼望所以今天晚上所有蒙这个恩典的人都要来感谢赞美你主愿你永远得到我们的高举我们的心爱你也如同你爱我们一样谢谢你与我们众人同在靠耶稣基督宝贵的我们的神我们的父亲我们满心的感谢你
Our God, our Father, our hearts are full of thanks.
你不仅是爱的神，你也是恩典的神。
Not only are you a God of love, but you are a God of grace.
你把最大的恩典加在我们这些人身上。
And you have given to us the greatest grace of all.
就是你舍弃了你的儿子耶稣基督。
That is, you gave up your son, Jesus Christ.
你不仅让他钉死在十字架上。
Not only did you allow him to die on the cross.
成功了伟大的救恩。
To accomplish the great salvation.
让我们这些在罪恶中做奴仆的人得到释放和自由。
So that those of us who are slaves to sin can be set free.
并且你让我们从他得到永远的生命。
You also gave us eternal life.
我们看见这是何等样的一个生命。
And we see such a life this is.
他能够叫我们在地上经历任何的苦难。
Because we can endure all suffering.
经历任何的遭遇。
Encounter all situations.
并且这个生命给我们带来最丰富的供应。
And this life gives us the Our best provisions.
我们因着他的缘故，灵里面深处有满足的喜乐。
Because of him, our spirit is full of joy.
我们满心的感谢你。
Our hearts are full of thanks.
父亲啊
Father.
愿我们在地上的日子
，as our days on this earth.
因为耶稣基督的缘故
，because of Jesus Christ.
我们能过着一个荣耀的生活。
May we live a glorious life.
我们是他的见证人。
We are his testimonies.
我们满心的感谢他。
Our hearts are giving thanks.
我们满心的感谢你。
And our hearts give you thanks.
父亲啊，你开始给我们有荣耀的盼望。
Father, you give us a glorious hope.
我们等候你差遣你的儿子再回来。
And we wait for you to send your son.
哦，你要来结束这个不法的世界。
So that you will end this corrupt
time. 哦，要叫所有蒙恩的孩子们都回家。
So that all who are saved by grace can
return home. 我们为着这个满心的感谢你。
For this, our hearts give you thanks.
我们实在有荣耀的盼望。
Because we have a glorious hope.
所以我们要像使徒保罗所说的一样。
As Apostle Paul said.
这自战自清的苦楚。
These are difficulties.
让我们为我们成就永远击中永远无比的荣耀。
Gives us incomparable glory.
父啊，今天晚上
，Lord, tonight.
我们众人在这里
，We are all here.
我们一同把心中的爱、感谢都归给你。
We give you the thanksgiving and praise from our hearts.
我们在座还有许多还没有相信耶稣基督的人。
And for those who have not believed in you.
父啊，我们求你纪念他们。
Lord, we ask you remember them.
开他们的心窍。
Open their hearts.
让他们认识耶稣基督的宝贵。
So they can recognize the precious.
但也没有一个人失去这个恩典。
May not one lose this grace.
但是今天晚上也成为他们一生转变的一个时刻。
And may tonight be a changing time.
我们把他们都交在你的恩手中。
And we commit them into your gracious hands.
愿父的爱与他们同在。
And may the Father's love be with
us. 我们谢谢你晚上在这里眷顾我们。
Father, thank you for watching us tonight.
我们在这里，众人在这里，无论有声无声的。所有的感恩都献给你。
And we give you all the things spoken and not spoken to you.
所以听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.